fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of September. The prepper tip today is to get a supply of merino wool socks. I don't sell socks. You can get them from Amazon, Sportsman's Guide, a good and most good quality the merino wool socks. They come in the dress weight, medium weight, and heavy weight. I like the medium weight for most of my things that I do. And you'll be find that your feet are comfortable, whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees above zero. Your prep tip today, they're great socks, and they last forever, it seems like. We have patiently waiting in green room, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Excellent books. There are 6 of them there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, apparently Monday evening, somebody blew up both the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines. And about 9 months ago, the President of the United States threatened to do exactly that. This is arguably an act of war, isn't it, sir?
Well, the pipeline isn't running any gas in it because the Russians cut it off. And it hasn't run any gas in it. So, and of course it's they didn't blow it up. I believe there's holes, there's puncture, right? But I don't know. I mean, you'd have to. I guess it's underneath the water in the Baltic Sea.
Right.
So, but we'll have to see what happened. Anybody could have done it. The Russians could do it to blame the Americans. The Americans could have done it to keep the Germans from going back on their word. People have accused Sweden and Poland of doing it. Poland might have a motive. There's any number of people that could have done it. But we don't know. I guess we'll find out. There was supposedly, someone told me that an American assault ship, a marine assault ship, passed over that area the day before. So, but I don't know if those kind of ships have that kind of capability. But I guess there'll be more on this. Maybe some journalist will dig up what who did what or how. But it may be a moot point because I think, as I pointed out, the earlier this month, there was a poll in Germany, and 75% of Germans said they don't want the gas from Russia. They are okay with suffering through the winter to support Ukraine. So I think it may not matter. But it may be an interesting psychological twist for the in favor of the Russians to help their cause, because then they could say, look, the Americans are forcing you to do this by hitting the pipeline. So the Russians can make some propaganda out of it. For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's major news, to say the least, and we have no evidence of who did it. These pipes are, by the way, are more than 1 inch thick steel with a concrete coating that's pretty thick also. And they're under the ocean deep enough that it's going to take hard hat divers. I don't believe scuba divers can spend much time or work down there at all that deep. But it's going to take at least 1 to 2 weeks to repair them. Now, I know the Nord Stream 1 was not carrying gas. Were both pipelines not carrying gas?
I believe so, yeah. Because okay. The Russians, now, there's other pipelines, so I may be confused on the details. But the Russians, they basically, I think it was the second or the third, they said that they were not, there was maintenance being done, so there wasn't any gas moving through to Germany. And then, like a week later, because they were angry at something the Germans or the Europeans had done, they said, yeah, it's cut off. So the Germans had already were, doing sanctions on Russia. And but they way depend on fuel oil and natural gas for home heating, especially, and electricity on the Russians. So that is really hurting Germany. And so they weren't getting the full amount. And I'm not sure if Nord Stream, they were getting gas from another pipeline. I'm not sure Nord Stream ever really went into a operation.
Well, there's a gas bubbling out. There's photographs, assuming they're legitimate photographs, of the gas coming from that part of the ocean.
Yeah, that's... they would, because these pipelines are set up at the other end, hooked up from the to the gas on the other end. And they don't want air in the pipes, so they have it hooked up for gas. And I think bubbles are problematic, but I don't know. I don't know enough about how that works. But yeah, there would be gas in the length of the pipe that would be escaping, and possibly drawing gas out of whatever source in Russia that it's coming from. I think that pipeline goes up into northern Russia, where the source of the gas is.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Right. Right. Well, I have some knowledge about plumbing matters, but when it comes to under the ocean pipes, I'm kind of struggling here myself to understand how these things work.
Yeah, I talked to a guy that was in the gas business yesterday, and he talked about it, and I'm unclear. I've heard that this can't be fixed. I mean, it's not something that can't be, and I'm sure somebody will fix it. But it seems to be more important as a propaganda event, in a sense, than anything else, because there is no, they're not sending gas to Germany, as far as I know, through that those pipes. There's no volume of gas going to Germany, and so it's a moot point. It's not like they've stopped the flow of gas to Germany, but it's it has a sort of a intentional, goes to intent sort of propaganda value. You know, if the Americans did this, look at how rotten the Americans are. Now Germany can't make a deal with Russia. They've cut off that possibility. The Russian media saying that now. I haven't checked. I didn't check Russian TV yet, but I'm sure that's what they're saying. And you know, a lot of people who are against the war in Ukraine are going to use it as a rallying thing. And of course, so from every point of view, in terms of America doing it, it makes no sense, because you're basically blowing a pipeline that isn't carrying anything and isn't going to carry anything all winter that can be fixed, you know, in the interim. So I don't know. Unless there's something about this I don't understand, you know, maybe I saw Tucker Carlson's thing on it last night and I kind of was baffled by it. But Tucker has taken a kind of soft stand on Russia that I also am baffled at. You know, a country invades a neighboring country that it has promised to defend its, promised to respect its borders. And of course, the world is upset and people are afraid in Europe, especially the East European countries that have been under Russia's heel before, are afraid and alarmed. And, you know, because Russia is the biggest nuclear power in the world. They are threatening nuclear war and they're knocking down Ukrainian cities and killing Ukrainians. And also killing civilians, as they found a, you know, another mass grave when they took Izium. So, and so it's like this regime is, look at what it's done to food for Africa and the Middle East and the price of food worldwide. It's been a major hit on food globally. And now, look, have you noticed this is a colder fall than last year. Up here it is. It turned cold up here. You know, it's still September, you know.
Right.
How cold is it? This is colder than last year. Well, I it was 46 degrees when I got up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that we're just a few days out of, we're less than a week out of summer. And last year we had warmer than this in October, you know, in the middle of October. It's not going to get very warm today. So, you know, I mean, they used to have hard winters up here. They haven't had them, you know, for a while since we had some warm solar cycles. This is going to be a colder one, this 25th solar cycle. And, you know, I've talked to a couple scientists about it, and they say, oh, yeah, you know, by 2025, maybe this winter now is going to be colder, but it's going to get colder until we get into, you know, 2028 to 2030, and it's going to be really cold. We're going to have some really surprisingly cold winters.
Well, the time to get prepared for those cold winters is now, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's not to follow the policies of Gavin Newsom in California, who wants to make electricity sort of a part-time deal, you know, where half the time you don't have electricity because they're trying to fight global warming.
Right.
When really the issue, and you watch, everybody can listen, when it starts getting colder, they're going to say global warming is causing an ice age because it's slowing the current in the Atlantic. And so global warming is going to be causing global cooling. You just watch. They have to demonize fossil fuel so that we will disrupt, our own society will be disrupted. We will choke off our own supplies of oil and natural gas and everything else like Germany has done, so that Russia can compete, right? Russia can make money off of its energy exports, and China and Russia can dominate the world because there's no way China and Russia are cutting back on fossil fuel use.
No way. That's not going to happen. That's a dream. Your question or comment for Jeff Nyquist, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, I give you more airtime than pretty much any other guest because I respect and honor your work so much. And you know, your sources regarding China and Russia and Ukraine are excellent. I don't expect that you got any new updates since yesterday when you were on, but if you do regarding Russia or China, please let us know what they are.
Yeah, I think, well, yesterday I think I covered a lot of the things that were going on. The Russians, the Russian regime, a lot of people are asking the question, is Putin going to fall? Because it's generally, when you are doing something that is turning out badly, It's generally doing this. What was it? I think Mark Twain made the statement that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is, you know, it's not very smart. You know, because now he's just going to send more troops into Ukraine. It hasn't worked for him before. And these troops are, you know, going to be less trained, less motivated. The Ukrainians have gotten better. They've gotten a lot of the weapons that Europe and America have sent them. They've captured a lot of Russian weapons now. I think the Minister of Defense said they've captured more Russian weapons now at this point in the war than they've received in weapons from NATO.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah. Jeff, I know you're a busy guy. You may not be aware. Earlier this week, the United States Coast Guard came across a combination of Russian and Chinese warships off the coast of Alaska. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Yeah, well, of course, this is the exercise that the Russians and Chinese were doing. I think it's the same exercise, probably, because that exercise, like they've done before, the Vostok exercise, is in part simulating a war with the United States and the naval maneuvers needed for invading Alaska. So they would approach Alaska. That would be natural for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's their, you know, it's the crazy communist ambition thing. You know, they they talk about, you know, it's like Viktor Suvorov wrote in his one of his books about how Russia had developed tanks in 1940 that could go underwater, that could go under the English Channel and get over to the other side. Tanks that could go in the water, and they were all sealed up, and they'd be like a buoy floated to the top of the water to bring air to the tank, and then the tank could scoot along the bottom and come up on the other side. So Suvorov pointed out that weapon that Stalin was planning to defeat Hitler and go all the way through Europe and then be able to invade Britain on the other side. And a lot of people don't know this, but Stalin was building a gigantic navy when the Germans attacked him. He had to break up these enormous ships. I think he was building one of the biggest battleships ever conceived. And he was building this navy because he had future naval designs. And the German invasion, of course, meant that he needed every man at the front to fight the German invasion. So that naval construction was just interrupted by the German invasion.
Amazing. And, Jeff, we got our first caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I have a couple of questions if you have time. But I was wondering, you're talking about oil, and I've got into it just last night with another caller, and I said that Lindsey Williams has been telling us for many, many years about how much oil is up there when we are, you know, I won't get into it, but I think you could make it makes itself in 50 years with garbage, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, and I said that Biden, as soon as he got in, He shut down an hour after he got in. He shut down the Anwar doings. And the caller said, no, we weren't getting any of that. Well, I know that it was licensed out to people taking it, but I can't remember the details. Do you know what happened up there with Biden and the Anwar that President Trump was doing?
Well, Biden shut down the pipeline.
The Keystone Pipeline.
Keystone Pipeline, yeah. And, of course, I believe that we get, Canada is the country we get the most oil imports from.
We have a break here, Jeff. Hold on. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. You want to stay warm this winter? Of course you do. Be cozy? Yes, you do. And save money on top of that? Check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. I am the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture our stoves right here in beautiful Crawford County in Bourbon on Old Route 66. Details at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, before we get back to your comments regarding Pat, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button under every article or video that they can go to.
All right. And let's continue with your response for Pat, sir.
Yeah, I don't I wasn't sure what the question was.
Well, since, you know, there's the trouble with the gas line over there that was possibly sabotaged. All that had to do was for us to get it was to come across Canada, right?
Yeah, it's an efficient way to carry energy. Canada has a huge energy, you know, resources. And it seems that Mr. Biden would, you know, initially, Mr. Biden cut our pipeline and was helping with the building of this Nord Stream, if my memory serves. Isn't that right, John? That yes. When he first came into office. So it was like he was facilitating the Russians making money and us having less, which would, of course, enable, you know, the price to adjust in such a way that Russia would be in an advantaged position. This is an example of the Democratic Party acting in ways that help Russia, but then denouncing Putin, which is a kind of a funny thing that we've seen over and over again for people that follow it closely, which is the great mystery. It's like, why do they denounce Putin? But, you know, on the one side, they actually help him out and hurt America, you know, in terms of its, because making Germany dependent, you know, Trump was very clear on this. This is not a good idea. Trump was telling the Germans, you're becoming dependent on Russia, which Russia is going to use that to try to blackmail you into doing what Russia wants. And better that you get the natural gas from America. So this was what Mr. Trump was telling the, you know, Angela Merkel back when he was president.
It makes sense, too, that if you have your own refineries, without having to ship any, I know, like other gas was heated gas, I guess, but you wouldn't have to, it would be a lot cheaper for the country that has its own refineries, right?
Well, you're talking about natural gas coming through these pipelines, so that doesn't need to be refined.
Well, I'm talking about refining the oil to gasoline.
Yeah, I think Germany mostly imports heating oil and diesel from Russia. I'm not sure they get gasoline. I don't know the exact numbers on gasoline, but and I don't know. I know there's refineries in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if Russia refines the gasoline and sends it directly. I think that they do with the diesel and the heating oil, whatever refining is needed. But I don't, that's a detail. I don't know what the refinery situation is in Germany. That's, I just don't know enough about the energy business.
No, I meant for us to get the oil from up there.
Well, we have our own refineries. Yeah, we have our own refineries.
If we had the oil.
We take raw crude when we import, and we have our own refineries in Texas and California and other places. We've got, you know, oil refineries all over the country. I think the largest concentration of oil refineries are in the Houston, Texas area.
Okay, yeah. I have another question. You know, the State Department document, 7277, Freedom from War. And I didn't know that JFK put that out. But
well, that's more than 50 years ago. That's a long time ago. That's more than 60 years ago. Yeah, no, a lot of this UN stuff, look, they were, after World War II, I mean, 1960 is not that long, 61 or whatever it is, it's not that long after World War II. You had a lot of people who believed that the UN was going to be some kind of solution for mankind. They were going to get rid of war. There was even initially to get rid of nuclear weapons and have the UN, you know, supervise nuclear weapons. You know, they were even thinking about that, you know, until the Korean War happened and the Cold War started a little bit before then. You know, there was this attempt, thought that that was, could be all be regulated by the UN, but that quickly went by the wayside.
Well, I guess it's the goal of the communists to get you to give up every weapon you have so they can take over without nuclear war, too.
It is. Hold on, guys. We'll continue this after the break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We just added this morning to my COVID-19 section, which includes the COVID vaccination clot shot. Lots there. New information almost every day. Articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors regarding COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. And, of course, products that will help you. The energy cleaner, it's my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, which is in the corner of the Cherryville store, where Friday night you can get an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $12. And I ship these all over the planet to help people get past their arthritis pain and get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Check out the energy cleaners. If you already have one, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're beautiful, they're elegant, warm, and cozy. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included, American zip codes. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your Micro Plush Throw is 800-592-9543. Jeff, we need to wrap up your comments with Pat because we got a couple of callers on hold. If you can do that, please, sir.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Okay, we'll move on then. Pat, thank you for your call.
Okay,
let's go
you.
To Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. John, as you know, I'm having a much more shrill and alarmist response to this, pipeline problem. This seems to me to be some very, potentially useful, very unique, very hard to place infrastructure that could affect the well-being of thousands or millions of people. Pardon the background noise. I'm going to try and walk away from it. I can't imagine that any bureaucracy on earth could get that prepared in 2 weeks.
But there's nobody needs it in 2 weeks, right? There's nothing. No, Germany's not taking natural gas through that pipeline now, so they don't need to fix it in 2 weeks.
With winter, so the question in my mind then was this. Would these pipelines have been slated to be carrying, gas and oil or whatever to Europe during the winter?
No, because Germany is bracing for not having any gas from Russia during the winter. And so that is what Germany is preparing to do, because Germany has determined, you heard the German foreign minister talking about the fact that they are going to stick with Ukraine. They are going to not take the energy from Russia, and that they are going to follow through on this because she gave her word, as she says, to the Ukrainian government. So, and the Ukrainian people. So, and she said, we're going to try to work it so that Germany can get through this without it being a total catastrophe. The Germans are just going to pull together. And it's amazingly, the German public is behind this. We'll see when they start suffering how bad it is, but there's been a lot of work in Germany done. People are saying, the initial estimation that Germany was short is going to be short half of its required energy needs. And there's some people saying, no, they've made fixes, so it's only going to be 10% short. But we'll see. I'm reading different things. I know that some really bright people from the financial community have been in Germany, have been working on solutions. You've probably heard about the hydrogen, the trains that run on hydrogen. I'm not sure how that's efficient, but the Germans are looking at all these alternate ways to make things work.
The Germans have been working. Daimler Chrysler, Daimler's been working on hydrogen cars since the 90s. And I first heard about this in the late 70s when I was in high school. They've never produced, anything other than prototypes and that sort of work. The standing joke with hydrogen is you're going to have, you get hit in the back and end up with a Hindenburg explosion from hydrogen.
Right. Well, right now the Germans have announced that they have railroad locomotives that are now running entirely on hydrogen. I read an article about it. I don't remember now how many locomotives, but it's like a new thing. So, and I don't know how efficient that is. I can't imagine it would be very efficient, but they're doing everything they can, I think, to make things that are still going to run through the winter. And it's a really amazing thing. I don't think we've ever seen a country do this, go through this before. And so we're going to learn a lot by watching this.
Big difference between trains and cars. That's why we have bullet trains, but we don't have bullet cars. It's a very controlled modality with a dedicated rail bed and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I would like to believe that America didn't do this thing on this pipeline, but the American government does incredibly stupid things over and over again. So anybody could be behind this, the pipeline thing, but Germany's not taking any energy through that pipeline. So it's kind of mystifying to me that a pipeline that's not in use and it's not expected to be in use for many months would be attacked. That's kind of interesting to me.
We can take infrastructure that somebody may be trying to create a hoopla, get a reaction. But it just seems, what if these pipelines could have been used? I'm concerned about the potentialities. I still think, thousands of Germans could die because of this policy this winter.
The Germans have adopted it themselves. The Germans could have said, all right, we don't care about Ukraine. We need the gas. They could have said that, but they didn't. their government that came into power late last year, and they have the public behind them. So that's very interesting.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
that can, you know, people start freezing to death in their homes, you know, and they're claiming that the public, but you know, why are you kind of, you know, it almost sounds propagandistic to make it seem all funny that the Germans are behind us.
Nobody said the Germans are behind this. Somebody say the Germans are behind blowing it up?
No. The Germans are backing this policy, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, they are.
I don't think the Germans are as thrilled about it as I think.
The German foreign minister talk about it, you know.
Yeah, you watch the politician. You watch the politician say something. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, and they've done polls in Germany. They polled on September 9th. The poll came out, I think it was the 9th. 75% of Germans were, you know, okay with this. We're saying, yes, we support this. So we'll see if those numbers change. I don't know if there's been a new poll out, but I guess we're going to see. But the German government is saying, look, we're going to pull together. We're going to make sure everybody gets through this. And it's very interesting to watch because they're saying, look, we're going to have a policy to help Ukrainians and we're going to help ourselves get through this. And it's they're treating it like a kind of, it's like an economic war with Putin, and they're taking it seriously. I think maybe we don't understand here in America to the extent to which the Germans really trusted the Russians. And really they bowed their economy to Russia and their energy to Russia because they believed that Putin wasn't going to do anything like this. And when he did this, and when he's been threatening Sweden and Finland and Poland, and, you know, he's been threatening all kinds of countries now. And when they seen this behavior, they thought, boy, we, the Americans, you know, Trump was right, warning us not to, you know, people say Trump is a Russian puppet, but Trump was warning them that, you know, not to get into this position. And now they're thinking, boy, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So the Germans have this attitude. I don't know how much that's due to it, but you can just imagine that this is a really big change in Germany's, you know, because Germany has been economically working with Russia for many years, and that has changed, and the Germans are really hurting because of that.
They're going to join. I know. Okay, so now they're going to join hands with Ukraine and sing Kumbaya, and everything will just be fine. We'll see how that holds up in January when their teeth are chattering.
Yeah, nobody's saying everything's going to be fine, but they've made this decision on the moral principle that a country should not invade another sovereign country and try to annex its territory or take it over or knock down its cities with artillery. I think that's kind of a principle that the Germans, above all other people in Europe, have had drilled into them from what happened in World War II when Germany was the country invading other countries and knocking down cities, right? So I think there's a kind of unique thing here that the Germans are standing up for, which is to their credit.
Okay, I think.
All righty. Take care.
Let's move on here, Glenn. We do thank you for your call. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I'd like to ask you sort of a tangential question or a related issue. What are the implications of possible destabilization of Russia or possibly implosion of Russia into chaos, which would bring down their, possibly wreck their own economy? How would this affect Europe and the United States and possibly China?
Yeah, that's a question people are asking because as Putin continues to do this, it's putting a strain on, you know, there's some studies that suggest that half of the support, at least half of the support for the war within Russia has melted away, that as many people now are against the war as are for it in Russia. Now, we don't know because, you know, the Russian public is punished if they say what they really think. They've made it a crime. And of course, that's understandable in war. It's not good to criticize the government if you're patriotic person. You don't criticize the government in the middle of a war. But it does seem that the support is going away. And this Putin had promised that he wasn't going to have a mobilization when the military operation that he called it, the special military operation, began. And so Putin has lost credibility with the Russian people. And what a lot of folks don't know about the Russian government is that, you know, the Russian people have had such bad experiences with their governments, you know, going back to the Soviet period, that even when Putin came into power, the Russian people, they've never liked their government, but they had a certain trust in Putin. Putin always, his numbers were high, his approval, his people said, this is this guy, we can trust him. Now they don't necessarily feel that way about him. And, you know, a lot of Russians are dying. We don't know the exact numbers because their government is lying about the numbers. This is another thing. The Russian people are hearing from the soldiers that are telling their families what's really going on. You know, they go into this war. They're not supplied with enough blankets. They're not given food. The Russian government and the Russian military are not taking care of the soldiers, which is a big, you know, unstated tragedy of this war for the Russian side. And this goes to a government that is very callous, that's showing a very callous side to it in terms of its regard for its own people. And this is an old Soviet trait. We're seeing this Soviet, some of the worst aspects of the Soviet Union coming out in this war. So it is affecting the government's public support in Russia, and we don't know exactly where that's going to go.
We need to move on here, John. Thank you for your call. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning. You know, Jeff, I admire your intelligence and your dedication to study. I really do. But, yeah, there was a but coming. I do tend to think, in my own personal thought here, and I could be wrong, I understand that because I'm not as well read as you. I feel like Russia is from all benefits of the oil being higher, Russia's economy is doing better than it has done in a long time. And I think that the Communist Party is still in control, and if they need to, they will quell any kind of uprising, unless I don't believe that the country can rise up enough to overthrow someone like Putin. Do I hear the music, or is it just no?
Go ahead.
So anyway, yeah. All right then. So anyway, I think that this thing is going to end with Russia overwhelming Ukraine eventually. The other thing, the reason on the Nord Stream 1 or 2 both being blown up, I believe personally, would benefit, the only person that really benefits is the United States, because we want to ship them natural gas and want to ship them all of the supply and drive the prices up. And it will, if we ship LNG continuously over there, it's going to make it harder on the United States, because now we have committed to helping Germany. I agree that pipe can be fixed. I used to weld high pressure gas line, not underwater, but I have welded high pressure gas line for years, and it can be fixed. It's quite a process, but it could be done probably within a month. But I do think that a lot of this is still too much of a chess move on with so many facets going on here that it's not easily determined whether or not how it's going to end up. But I do think it's all headed, in my mind anyway, when I carry it out, it's all headed in a way that brings the whole entire world to its knees in the end. That's just my opinion. I would like your response.
Yeah, I don't understand. Since the pipeline is not carrying gas and is not expected to carry it for months, why is it significant that the pipeline was attacked? What is the actual practical economic significance now?
Well, it would make it so that Germany can't change its mind. It would say, you know, you guys, because behind the scenes, you know, this negotiation stuff is going on, and you know that someone is thinking, you know, well, the Germans, they, if once they start freezing, they're going to change their mind and they'll start buying this gas in rubles and do whatever Russia says, because, and now, so the United States says, you know, well, we'll fix that so they can't.
Carl,
to me, that's
you.
The only option.
Thank you, Kyle. We've got to try to get one more call in before the top of the hour ends the show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the Cauldron, where a force many men have gone.
All right, we are back. Let's see if we can slip one more call in here. Jeff, we got Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going? Hey, Jeff, good. have you possibly, forgive me if you've covered this because I tuned in a little late, but Have you heard about these Chinese overseas police service centers? And the Chinese, I ran across a video online entitled China is Flooding the World with Police. So I looked into it, and the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, has an article on this. China is setting up in overseas and foreign countries police, quote, service centers to combat telecom fraud. And there literally are Chinese police operating overseas. They've visibly appeared, allegedly, in UK and Ireland. Have you heard anything about this?
A little bit. I know there's been liaisons of police between different countries in China. They also have in different Pacific nations. They've come in. I don't know a whole lot of details, but that's interesting. China is very much, you know, as a communist country, they're very much into this infiltration, subversion, getting in to places, and they really want to monitor the Chinese diaspora and anyone who's anti-Chinese or anti-communist. So that gives them a leg up on all that, you know.
It sure does, yeah. And they're out in the open now, and often disguising themselves, it says here, as community overseas hometown associations. So they kind of come in on the you know, but they're operating out apparently, you know, visibly as police, quote, police service centers. You know, like I said already, allegedly in the UK, they mentioned Ireland and England as well. So I think that's probably coming to a theater near you pretty soon. A tighter meshing of the Chinese police presence, you know, attempting to infiltrate our bought and paid for local law enforcement. Of course, there's going to be good cops who stand up against this, but there's going to be sellouts. Look at the administration. The White House has already sold us down the river to China. So I think it's probably only going to get worse on that front. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Maybe you can look into that a little more and get back to us next week.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
All right, gentlemen.
Appreciate your call.
Take care.
Jeff, thank you, sir. As always, I look forward to having you back next week with us.
All right. So we're all done, huh?
We're all done.
All right. Very good.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. As I said earlier, Dr. Horowitz is under mandatory evacuation order, so he probably won't be with us tomorrow. So we'll have open lines that hour. I know if he can, he'll be with us, but it's pretty disruptive to your life to have to be under a mandatory evacuation from Florida. And Friday, I hope we'll have Ruthie Andrews with us. Her segment has been incredibly popular. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils, now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, and the large, productive state of Texas. Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.